Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the eyes of many, mine included, hands down the best sports columnist ever in Chicago has been Bob Verdi. Verdi, still looking fit and trim, has done and seen it all over the years. He broke in as a beat reporter for both hockey and baseball, then wrote a longtime column for the Chicago Tribune before departing for the PGA circuit, and now has come full circle and is the Blackhawks historian, writing numerous pieces for his beloved team and sport. As mentioned, he broke in with the Blackhawks, and he instantly had dealings with two future Hall of Famers, longtime Chicago icons.
I walked into a locker room as a kid and I was scared to death, and Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita could have, you know, kicked sand in my face, but they were very nice to me and had a lot of fun covering them and watching through the years.
Pretty good start reporting on Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita. Verdi talks about his dealings with players over the last four decades.
I mean, I did all the sports. The hockey people are still special to me. It's where I started. I always felt they were the kind of different. The hockey people are a little different. There's a little more respect, maybe, and they're down to earth. And I don't know. I think it's certainly it can't be the Canadian thing anymore, because they're not, you know, they're from all over the world now. When I started writing, most of the players were, you know, the proper young Canadian boys who left home at 14 and grew up in a hurry and became gentlemen. But now there's still that culture. So I got to say, the hockey players are still in their own league as far as that goes. But, you know, a lot of the golfers are great. I had a lot of fun with baseball and football, and it's been a lot of fun.
Fun for Verdi also was working for a while for both Golf Digest and Golf World, and his timing was absolutely perfect as Tiger Woods had just burst on the scene.
Happened to join the golf business, the media business, just when he was starting. I did all 14 of his majors for Golf Digest and Golf World. I have zero complaints about him. He never lied to me. I didn't ask him for a lot of time, but if I went to him once in a while and said, "Tiger, I really need you to what happened to this the 4-iron you broke at the Masters? You remember the one he snapped on the tree? And I need to where's the 4-iron? What happened to it?" And he'd say, "Meet me at the back of the range today at 10:01." You know, I'd meet him at another course, you know, covering another tournament. Meet me at the back of the range at 10:01. I'd go back there, 10:01, he's there. What do you need? So I can't. And obviously the way he played was, I mean, when he was winning the 14 majors, he was literally in a league of his own. I think his greatest, I mean, obviously he could hit the ball miles, and he's a smart, really smart, and tough, and obviously competitive. The only sad, if that's the word, Tiger has a fabulous sense of humor. He is hilarious, but the public doesn't get to see that. Now, if you saw Tiger in the locker room taking grief and giving it to other players and the back and forth, he's hilarious, but he doesn't show that humor.
Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus are considered the two greatest golfers of all time, and Verdi had plenty of dealings with the Golden Bear as well.
Jack is in the pantheon, the Mount Rushmore, not only of athletes, but he's been great for the media, because he gets it, you know. He talks, he's He's funny. He's smart. He doesn't give you, just two sentences and walks. He's terrific.
But if you've been around as long as Verdi has been, you're bound to deal with some athletes who are, shall we say, less than pleasant. And here Verdi gives us one such example.
One that comes to mind, although we ended up being, I won't say friends, was acquaintances. Dave Kingman and I had our had our problems. And he offered once to take me out on Lake Michigan in his boat. And he said, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to bring you back. I said, thanks, Dave. I think I'll pass. I think I'll do the Wendella.
Smart move on Verdi's part. Now, if you've ever read anything Bob Verdi wrote, you might have had the same reaction I have had over the years, which was smile, laugh out loud, or just nod your head yes. But he's also had some biting but truthful words, which some people might not have liked, like the owner of the Blackhawks.
Bill Wirtz and I had our moments. He didn't like some of my criticisms in the Tribune, but I thought he was a decent man, a good man, did a lot of great things for people behind the curtain. I just had problems with the way he ran his hockey team, and his son, Rocky, has basically, done almost everything opposite of what his dad did. So, I think Bill was a wonderful man, but maybe a little stubborn, and Rocky says you don't save your way to a better product. You don't save your way to a Stanley Cup. You don't cut corners to win championships. So spend money to make money. Bill was maybe not of that belief.
But Bill's son Rocky has done things differently, and it's paid off to the tune of 3 Stanley Cup championships. So Verdi has seen it all over the years, and he says the sports media landscape has certainly changed from when he broke in.
It's funny, there's fewer newspapers, as we know, and fewer magazines, but there's more media, because there's, talk radio, I don't have to tell you, has been a sensation, and now you've got all these other entities, but it's a little different. There was no interview room, and when I was starting out, you went into the locker room, and if you talked to Bobby, if you wanted to talk to Bobby Hull, you talked to Bobby Hull if he wanted to talk to you, which he usually did. So, different now.
Different, yes, but always room for an incredible talent like Bob Verdi. I'm David Schuster for 670thescore.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.